Did you know that regular Rice Krispies are made using pork gelatin? For Muslims, there's a halal choice. This episode of Ask Baba Ali is sponsored by Halal Krispy Treats, available at your local Muslim grocery store all over the US and Canada. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to UmmaFilms.com's Ask Baba Ali! That's why I don't sing. Ali, you don't even look tired this week. Are you okay? I'm happy, I'm energetic, and it's early, which means I have energy and I look awake. Excellent! Can we get the show started, please?
If you're looking all confused, ask Baba Ali. And you don't know what to do, ask Baba Ali. If you want advice from a friendly, funny guy, ask Baba Ali.
Now, all we need is a question. All we need is a question. And I think I'll take this one. Salams, Baba Ali. My name is Kay, and I'm 18 years old from Orange County, California. And I'm a girl, in case that isn't clear. LOL. LOL is laughing out loud. And it is clear that you're a girl because your name is Kay. Kay is a girl's name. Now, if you're a guy, you'd probably be called OK. But I don't really know anyone named OK. Sounds like more like a rapper. Yeah, a rapper. No! When I fall on the floor, they're like, are you okay? I'm like, that's my name. My name is okay.
My name is okay.
My name is okay. My older brother is 19 and he has a girlfriend of 1.5. I assume you mean they're going out for 1.5 years, not that she's 1.5 years old. Otherwise, this is getting really weird. I'm 99% sure they aren't serious, seeing that he has had a couple of other girls before the one he has now. Of course, my parents don't know. I hope the parents out there are listening, because most parents think it's always somebody else's kids. They're not somebody else's kids. These are your kids. Unfortunately, you're the last to find out. I usually find some stuff about him since he's 19 and I'm 18. We managed to meet a few people that run in the same circles as us. I heard from Yusuf, who told Aisha, who told Nan, that Kay's brother has a girlfriend. No way. Way! And I heard she's 1.5 years old. What? Since you got a little background on my situation, I have two questions. Yes, finally, the questions. How do I deal with him having a girlfriend, and how do I deal with the judging eyes of others? Wow. This is a complicated issue, so there's a lot of stuff going on here. Look, you have to be straight up with your brother. And yeah, he might take it personal. You know what, sis? You know what? Don't even judge me, because you don't even know me. Then again, he might see eye to eye with you and drop her like a bad habit. You know, sis, you're right. Again, as usual, you're right. And I'm gonna end it with her. You know what? I'm gonna end it with her right now. Hi, Michelle? Yes, remember the other day I told you that you complete me? I didn't mean you complete me. I meant that you're very haram for me. Very, very haram for me. Okay? It's over. I love you, but not anymore. I used to love you, but I don't love you anymore. You know why? Because you are haram for me, and my sis loves me. She is the one who truly loves me, not you. Okay? Goodbye. How's that, sis? I'm so happy I have a sister like you. Someone who cares about me. Someone who loves me. If I were you, I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. The thing is, you just can't change your brother. He has to want to change, and that change has to come from himself. You see, a person's actions are based on the ideas that he carries. Now, if he doesn't practice or if he doesn't care about Islam, then you got a big issue. But if his heart is connected with Islam, then all he may need is just a reminder to get him back on track. And remember, the way you tell him can make a huge difference. Basically, remind him in a nice way and connect that reminder with Islam. And that way, he won't take it personal like it's coming from you, but rather he knows it's coming from Islam. And remember, not everyone changes immediately. So you gotta be patient and make dua for him, inshallah. As the hearts are only in the hands of the Creator. I remember a long time ago, I was going in the wrong direction. And a good friend of mine took me to the side and told me how he was concerned about me. My first reaction was that I took it personal, and honestly, his words just bounced off of me. But as the next few days passed, I got a chance to digest the words that he said, I got a chance to think about it and reflect, and I realized that he was right. The thing is, he knew I was going to take it personal, but he still had the guts to tell me. And that action there shows that he really cared about me. Alhamdulillah, I'm fortunate to have such a friend. This whole boyfriend and girlfriend issue, I partially blame the parents. So many parents make the halal path so hard for their kids. You can get any degree you want as long as you're a doctor or engineer. Make sure you marry that girl from our village. And don't forget, we need to become older and have that fantastic wedding and make sure you have this. The whole thing goes on forever and the poor kids can never get married. Some parents have no idea what pressures their kids are going through because they've never been to high school and college over here. They have no idea. They always think it's somebody else's kids. And they live in denial. I hope your parents out there are listening and you're taking notes. Okay, what do I do? Okay, make the halal path easy so your kids are less likely to go down the wrong path.
Okay, halal easy.
Is that it? And talk to your kids once in a while. Communicate.
Talk to kids.
Okay, do I still live in the river in Egypt, brother? That wasn't funny. Thank you, brother. Now, as regards of your friends looking down upon you because of your brother's actions, you need to get some new friends. You see, you have no control of your brother. You can only control yourself. So if your friends are truly your friends, then they're going to judge you for you, not for your brother. And if they're still going to judge you, then they're just a bunch of jokes. This is Ali, and that's my advice.
If you want advice from a friendly, funny guy, ask Baba Ali.